body power grease. Now, all day. That man was Bizarro. 90 years old. Still like them women, the young and the better. I remember one time he said, congratulate me, everybody. He came blowing through the door. He said, I got me a date with a 16-year-old girl tonight. Y'all be getting out of that. I said, why? God, Grandpa, you going to be able to handle that? He said, that's why I got to call Mr. Forrester down at the drugstore. So he called him up and explained that he had a date with a 16-year-old girl. He needed something that would guaranteed give him a rise in his Levi's. Mr. Forrester said, I got just the thing. It'll really get you fired up. I hope your heart can take it. Grandpa said, don't you worry about my heart. Just give me that thing. Just give me that. So sure enough, he sent it by. And old Mr. Forrester was sitting around the dinner table with his family, you know, kind of laughing over how Grandpa called up 90 years old with a date with a 16-year-old. He had to send over some special medicine. Everybody said, well, how do you think he's doing? And Mr. Forrester said, well, why don't I just call? So sure enough, he calls the house and says, hey, Grandpa, how'd you like that medicine I sent over? Did it work? Grandpa said, I've already achieved 5 Shangri-Las. And Mr. Forrester said, well, I guess she must be impressed. And Grandpa said, no, she ain't got here yet. Oh, Nelly. Yeah, I think he got tennis elbow. I mean, oh, Nelly. So on my 13th birthday, wanting me to follow in his footsteps, Grandpa took me to a house of bogus repute. I couldn't believe my eyes. We walked through the door there, and all the girls were looking at me, big old buxom women, wearing lots of jewelry, smelling the perfume. They were like chartreuse rugs and weird velvet paintings on the wall. Waiters taking drinks around. I mean, it was a big place. And as I'm standing there in the doorway all nervous, the doorbell rings again. There's a little kid there. Little kid 9 years old. All the madams look at him and laugh. All the girls point at him and laugh. One of the ladies leans down and says, what do you want here, little boy? Little boy says, well, I want a woman with diseases. And they all laugh. A woman with diseases? Come on in here. So the boy walks into place and he's pulling this dead frog on a string. The ladies look at one another and say, why do you want a woman with diseases, little boy? He said, because I'll hobble with her and I'll get it. Then I'll hobble with my babysitter and she'll get it. Then she'll hobble with my daddy and he'll get it. Then he'll hobble with my mama and she'll get it. Then she'll hobble with the postman and he'll get it. And he's the no-good SOB that ran off with my frog. So they threw him out. They said, come on, boy. The time has come. I was scared. Grandpa said, wait till after the show, boy. I said, the show? He said, yeah, one of these girls will sing to you before we get upstairs. Watch it. I said, well, what's she going to sing? He said, shh, she's starting already, for crying out loud. And I watched as this big old girl sat down at the piano, pendulous bosom swinging as she started to sing.
I can't sell it, keep sitting on it, before I give it away.
Unbelievable.
You've got to buy it, don't care how much you want it. I mean just what I say. Just feel that nice the bottom bit for wear or tear. I really hate to part with such a lovely chair. If I can't sell it, keep sitting on it before I give it away.
And then she beckoned to me, and I started walking towards her. She played with the buttons on my shirt.
Before I give it away.
Messed up my hair.
You got to buy it, don't care how much you want it. I mean just what I say.
I was nervous and blushing.
When you want something good, you've got to spend your day. I guarantee you will never want your money back. If I can't sell it, I'll keep sitting on it before I give it away.
Well, needless to say, I was terrified as she grabbed me and led me up them stairs. As I followed behind her, saw that huge tuckus work. I mean, this woman was a big woman. I mean, a big woman. She grabbed me by the hand. I felt those sweaty palms around me. I thought, oh, Nelly. She led me into the room. She was pulling me by one hand. She had 2 bottles of beer in the other. She set them bottles of beer down on the nightstand, and then she just stripped totally naked. Then she dropped to all 4s on the floor right in front of me. Just dropped down. Looked back over her shoulder and said, all right, boy, come on. I said, but ma'am, I can't envision the first time we'd be in the bed. She said, no, I thought you wanted to open the beer bottles first. I thought, huh. We got them bottles open, and she leapt into bed with me, and I tell you what, she gave me what for. I became a man that day. She was tender. It was kind of a treat for her. Normally used to big old heaving old guys that come in there, drunk and reeling. Here I was, this 13-year-old boy that she took me to paradise. And in the aftermath, as I lay there smoking a Camel, Granddaddy flung the door open. There he was, standing there looking at me, proud as could be. He said, "Well, congratulations, boy." I said, "Thanks, Grandpa." He looked around. He said, "Man, it must be 10, 15 years since I used this room." He walked over to the window and he looked out. He said, "Man, Sophie, correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't that fence out there used to be farther away?" She said, "Yeah, but all the girls over the years have been throwing their alum out the window, isn't it?"
Friday night with the Grease Man on DC 101.